James and his mother survived the cult, from which hundreds of people have died. They were followers of Kenyan evangelical pastor Paul McKenzie. They asked us to hide their identities. Most other survivors are being held by the police. This is where McKenzie called people to live with him in a remote arid forest near Kenya's coast. He told them to first starve their children to death and then starve themselves to reach heaven. James says his brother rescued him. He's visibly emaciated. His mother denies she was starving him. James says years before, he was inspired by McKenzie's preaching in church.
Education.
His messages were okay early on, but they changed. From 2017 on, he told us to stop going to school and to pray instead of going to hospital. He was a senior person, so we believed him and obeyed him.
This was Paul McKenzie's church in Malindi. He used to stand right here every Sunday and preach to crowds of hundreds of people who gathered here. Thousands more watched on his television station and on YouTube. His increasingly radical preaching drew criticism from some, but in a context where the government's widely seen to work only for the benefit of a wealthy few, and it's criticised for weak provision of public healthcare and education, his messages of rejecting the state and modernity resonated with many others. Hundreds of them, from Kenya and beyond, followed him to the forest over the last 4 years. The search for bodies and survivors has been going on for more than a month. Investigators have said there may have been organ harvesting or bodies brought here from other places. The police operation has since become heavily restricted.
The forensic team was able to exhume 15 bodies today.
Nobody's authorised to talk, except the regional chief, who announces the numbers after each day of digging. Rights groups, who were among the first to raise the alarm, say they've been excluded from the post-mortems.
If you don't allow human rights and media, you allow speculations. Everybody's speculating whether the government has a hand in it or whether the people who did this may be protected by the government.
McKenzie's been in jail for 5 weeks awaiting prosecution. He was arrested several times before but released. The government set up a commission of inquiry to look into what happened. Meanwhile, people are still being found alive. Some of them have refused food and medical treatment, saying they want to continue on their journey to heaven. James says McKenzie shouldn't go to jail.
I'm happy to be alive, but I don't condemn McKenzie. He was a preacher with his own beliefs. I can't say anything good or bad about him, but I would advise people to go back to the Bible and interrogate his preachings.
The town's morgue has now been filled twice over. A second round of post-mortems is due to start on Tuesday. Hundreds of people are still missing. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Malindi, Kenya.